Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
I'm not going to say hello, hello. I'm going to say, hey, guys, and welcome to Bachelor Blab. It's Jackie and Aaron, and we feel happy and refreshed because we have had guests the past couple weeks, which has been super fun, and we've loved chatting with them. But now we're back to basics. It's just the two of us. The pressure's off. We can talk about nonsense, and I'm excited. How do you feel?
The way that you just framed that was so beautiful. Like, because I feel like the pressure is on because now I have to say more, but you're right. The pressure's off because I could just talk about serial killers if I want to.
Exactly. I think that would make for a really great Bachelor podcast.
I'll see if I can segue it in at some point. I'm not sure if I can, but I'll do my best.
We'll work on it. I think we can at least make one reference throughout the hour or so that we chat. But yeah, I'm happy to, like, I don't know. I was like really excited to get on today because obviously when you have guests, you have to host and you have to kind of like keep the conversation going. Now I don't feel any of those pressures.
Wow, I love your vibes. I'm like so exhausted. Like, I don't know if you can see my eyeball. Like, I'm just so tired. So you're really lifting me up. Thank you. I needed this energy. I think my hottest take is that I missed the hello, hello. What was that?
I don't know. I just wanted to switch it up. Fans, let us know. Do you like it? Do you dislike it? What's the vibe? I don't know.
I am strongly team hello, hello. Like, I want a shirt that says hello, hello, Bachelor Blab. That's what I want.
We should make those. On Canva. I'm into it. I think you can make sure it's on Canva.
Jackie just found out about Canva. Now we're going to make everything on Canva.
Pretty much.
Let us know what you want to see in our merch. Do you want to see roses and thorns? Do you want to see hello, hello? Do you want to see my face? Speaking of roses and thorns.
I was about to say, speaking of roses and thorns.
Segue.
They stole that from us, right?
Like, I think they must have because I don't think I stole it. I suggested it early on in the podcast. I remember thinking of it.
I mean, we've been doing it since like January, February of 2020. And I don't listen to their podcast that often. I'll be honest. Like, it's only if they have a guest that I'm really particularly interested in will I tune in. For people who do not understand the context of this, this is Bachelor Happy Hour with Rachel Lindsay and Becca Kufrin. We noticed this week that they started doing a cute little trend where they ask their guests what their rose and thorn was of the season. And that was like pretty weird because we also ask people what their roses and thorns were / we also come up with our own roses and thorns at the end of every single episode.
So I guess what we're wondering is, did they steal that from us or did we steal it from them and not realize?
Because I've never
listened to their podcast. Like
never. So I have a couple, like I'm not a regular listener. I'll say that. But when there are particularly interesting guests, I do tune in. I listened last season when Hannah Ann was on after the final episode of Peter's season. So I listened to a couple of those. I think Tayshia was on early on in her season. I listened to that and never once have I heard them say that. And I think this is just a new thing that they started doing in 2021 because I also then went to a couple podcasts that were recent and like fast forwarded to the very last 10 minutes and saw if they were going to ask that. And they did, but this is a new development in like January, 2021, I think, but let us know if we're wrong, but I feel like I would have picked up on that.
Oh, small businesses just getting like the short end of the stick again.
Small creators being exploited by
stop exploiting
media
me.
Monopolies and corporations and capitalism.
Oh, it always is capitalism's fault. We blame capitalism for stealing our rose and thorn. I guess we really have to make t-shirts before they get like too carried away with it.
Yeah. So let us know in the comments below if you want to see t-shirts that say, hello, hello, Bachelor Blab, or something about Rose and Thorn. We can work on the actual sentence.
But who says we can't have two pieces of merch? I mean, we're a big podcast.
Right. Big podcast. Big money coming in here.
I don't know about you, but like I'm ready to buy a mansion off this podcast money, so...
We have like two ads and they pay us $5. I'm gonna cut that out, but
oh, we're already really off to a great start. I'm loving it.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh yeah, like the episode. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I did watch it. How did you feel? overall in general, but we can start with hot takes as well if you want to do it that way.
I don't really have hot takes this time. It always, whatever I take out of it kind of depends on the mood that I am in mm-hmm. going into it. The mood I was going into tonight was I watched like a virtual book tour talk between like two authors that I really like. So I was kind of in this like cozy book mood, really cerebral, like thinking about like minds and mindsets and how like people change their thinking, like all this and like women. And then I had to turn on The Bachelor and I was like, these do not go good back to back. So I have like three notes, but I'm ready to talk about anything.
Amazing. Well, my first question is, what was the conflict between Jesenia and MJ? Because it was incredibly unclear to me why this was even a thing that was happening.
Okay, so I did arrive 6 minutes late to the episode, but remembering from last week, the conflict was that Matt had heard that MJ was the one who originally started calling like varsity, JV, OGs, whatever. She totally was. And Jesenia was the one that used her name. And so that's how they ended up on that two-on-one to like clear the air. And MJ did that thing where when you did something wrong, you just like totally blow up and like gaslight everyone around you. And she was busted. That whole thing was so irksome. She was almost the most annoying one to me because she kept talking about how she's like all about peace and love and harmony. And maybe it was just a bad edit, but ma'am, I did not hear you ever say anything like that. Like your hair alone can't speak for peace, love, and harmony. Like I got those vibes from your hair, but not from anything you said.
No, I know. I mean, to me, it was very, I don't know. I mean, I think the fact that I didn't even know what their conflict was about until you just reminded me about it is very telling in that it was so fabricated and stupid. Yeah. But I mean, I don't feel any sort of way about seeing MJ go. Like I'm like, this is fine. You clearly did not have that strong of a relationship with Matt. And I am happy that now at the end of this episode, it seems like we really narrowed it down to people who actually have relationships with Matt, minus the whole Heather thing. I feel like we're actually going to be more relationship forward going forward.
Yes, which Kit even said within the episode, now we can focus on the actual relationships. I feel that we're at the point of the season, we're at that tipping point where we still have a couple stragglers, and it's the worst kind of straggler because they've been straggled along for so long that they think they have a relationship with Matt, but they like so don't. So they're like the most heartbroken ones when it ends because they think they have a chance, but they absolutely don't have a chance.
Totally. Serena C is like someone like that who I think it's like strange to me that she's even still here because this is top 10 now. Like we're starting to really whittle it down. I don't know. She really talks a big game, yet I have not really seen a strong connection between her and Matt. So I think she's going to be let down pretty hard when he's like, hello, goodbye, good one.
Absolutely. I think Serena C is someone who's being kept for sound bites. She is really great at making a comment about how hot he is. Like I'm not even going to repeat the thing that she said because I won't say that word. Dad, but longer. Excuse me out so much. But she talks like that about him. So I feel like they can get some good clips from her.
Yeah.
She was willing to go head to head with Katie, which is so stupid. I mean,
stupid. And I wrote down too, like on one hand, obviously like the fact that someone like Katie is in drama like that, it always looks bad. Like it never looks good to be in like literally a screaming match with someone else. Cause that's crazy. But to be in a screaming match and then come out, for me as a viewer to see that and be like, oh no, but Katie's actually 100% right and in no way out of line or wrong or anything, says a lot about the whole situation. Like that it had to escalate to that point, and I really feel that Katie was still in the right completely. Just 100%. Says a lot about the whole situation.
Yeah, I think something that the girls on the show underestimate is you really don't know how the edits are going to play out and who the audience is going to like. So in Serena's like position, she didn't know that the people were going to love Katie and that Katie was going to come across as like the only emotionally intelligent one and the only one willing to stand up to bullies. Like, oh my goodness, she's literally the only one that had the balls to stand up.
Yeah.
So you can't know that, but that's why you should just be nice to everyone. Don't start anything with anyone because you don't know who the audience is going to like. And now people don't like Serena, and I don't really like her either. She comes across as looking very insecure, which makes sense because she doesn't have a relationship with Matt. But I just feel like as I was watching, I don't know if this is just me being like anti-vulnerability in a mood or something, but I was like, why? Like they're all sobbing over the canceled Rose ceremony, just sobbing. Mm-hmm. And I was just kind of watching them going, I just feel that if you're going to like maintain your sanity on the show, you have to just accept that he's either going to like me enough to keep me and marry me, or he's not. And my tears and my 3-second conversation at a cocktail party, like I just couldn't bring myself to try that hard for a man. And I don't know if that says more about me, but just watching them all get so upset about it.
But I think that's part of like the game of the show and the manipulation of like, you're in this bubble where like, yes, in normal worlds where you can talk to your friends and family and you can kind of remove yourself from the situation. Yeah. Reacting this way over a guy is absolutely absurd. But I think that's kind of what they prey on is like, they keep you in this bubble. You can't talk to anyone. You're not thinking rationally so that these small things you feel so viscerally. And then you like, forget. That's like the formula of the show, I feel like.
You're totally right. You're absolutely right. Because for some reason today when I was watching them all cry, I was like, stop, like, please stop crying. Just, it's just a cocktail party. Like, you weren't going to change his mind because truly they were not going to change his mind. I really believe that it's the producers and whoever, whatever he wants, and the three words you were going to speak to him in your beautiful dress was not going to make him give you a rose if he wasn't already going to give you a rose.
I agree with that. I think where maybe it could make a difference is if you really are on that borderline of like, because obviously at the end of the day, I don't think he has 10 equally strong relationships right now. There's probably a handful that he feels very strongly about. And then everyone else is kind of a wash and it's like, are they good TV? And do I like just hanging out with them? Blah. And I guess that's where you can kind of make a difference in a small cocktail party moment. But
you could be a different, you could like fight for a different fringe position. Yeah, that totally makes sense.
Yeah. But
sometimes I forget like what the premise of the show. Like, I just feel like sometimes I just lose track of that. I'm like, why are all these women crying over Matt James? Like, whatever, he's just a boy. Oh, that's a different show though, I guess.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of what they're all quote unquote supposed to be there for. What did
it's
you
like, we know that they're not. I think that's why it's so frustrating to me, because you're in tears. You're in all, you're sobbing hysterically when most of you did not come here to get married.
Right. So true.
I would argue to say that none of you
it's
came
just
here.
Like, it's just the show. Like you're there, you're drunk, you're tired, you're hungry. It's all of those things combined. Like when I think about if I've had like 2 drinks and the things that will like put me over the edge emotionally. Now imagine that I'm on national television. I'm in a bubble. I can't talk to my friends and family and I'm hungry. I'm murdering someone if they cancel the cocktail party.
I'm literally reflecting on like moments in our friendship where we were both crying hysterically at and screaming at each other.
After like having like a wine and cheese board like at 4 p.m. and all of a sudden, yeah, like who the fuck knows how that took a turn.
But like so now that you're saying it, it's like there was no cameras and I could speak to everybody that I know, and I've known you literally forever. And we still, yeah, you're so right. Wow, great point. Thanks for bringing me back down to earth. I just.
No problem.
I got up on my high horse of ooh, I don't have feelings. Yes, I do.
I mean, I could see these girls like get down that path rather quickly. I mean, yeah. Like,
you're absolutely right.
2 glasses of wine and put something like that in front of me and all hell breaks loose. I don't know.
You're absolutely right. Wow. Just with the real, just hitting me with all the real facts today.
I try. What did you think about the whole Heather situation? I want to talk about that.
I wrote down, I don't care about Heather. I didn't care about.
Thank you so much. Moving on.
I did not care about Heather in Colton's season. I don't care about Heather now. I feel bad for Heather that she's being manipulated to make a fool of herself on national television again.
You think she's making a fool of herself, though?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The internet feedback that I have seen is that everyone is as over the Heather thing as we are. Nobody is saying, oh, yeah, Heather, go get your man. Like, no, everybody is going, this is so set up. This is so dumb. I'm seeing, like, all these jokes being made about her, which aren't kind jokes. Like, Heather... Just let it go. And I feel like she's doing it because she needs more Instagram followers. Like, she wasn't getting enough sponsorship and there was no Bachelor in Paradise. So she said, okay, well, got to make money somehow.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I guess I don't, I mean, I,
am I being too skeptical? I could be being too skeptical.
Well, so what? She came in there saying that because she's good friends with Hannah Brown, which I do know is true.
That's true.
And that Hannah has always felt that they would like be a good match or whatever. So she wanted to join the season. Okay, I have a couple things. One, the fact that when she showed up, Matt was just like laughing and that like he obviously like knew who she was slash like kind of knew the situation slash I'm skeptical whether or not I think they probably met even a couple times before.
Yeah.
So this feels in that way kind of strange, but also I was also trying to figure out the logistics of, okay, so she shows up in her stupid minivan at security to this hotel and is like, hey, I'm here for The Bachelor. Like, bring someone in. But, like, that's obviously not how it went down. So, like, do you think – obviously that feels like a very scripted scene to me, her being at security being like, hey, I'm here for The Bachelor. Can you bring in Chris Harrison? Blah. And then Chris Harrison being like, hello. Like, you need to quarantine. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
That in itself seemed incredibly scripted to me. So I'm just kind of wondering what happened before – like, what was the actual conversation like?
I have a theory about it.
Okay, thank you.
I just formulated it now, so it's really thought out.
Great.
It's like I'm ready to write a paper on it.
Amazing.
So my theory is that, okay, Heather and Hannah are good friends, whatever. Heather's like, oh, Matt James is going to be the Bachelor. I have such a crush on him. Hannah's like, oh, you guys would be so good together. Like, that would be so cool if he went on the show. Heather's like, oh, no, that would never happen. Like, blah, blah, blah. Hannah reaches out to her producer friends. Oh my gosh, you guys should totally have Heather on the show. She's really into Matt. That could be cool. The producers are like, Heather, all right, not a big enough character to have from the beginning like we did with Nick. All right, let's storyboard it out. Let's see. Where can we stick her in where it'll cause the most drama? Because if they really were serious about Heather being an actual contestant on the show, they would have her from the beginning like they did with Nick on
Caitlin's season. Yeah.
Like, they've done this before where people have come back, but to come back this late feels very producer planty. So I feel like it could be a combination of Heather expressing interest in Matt and them saying, sure, you can have a chance, but this is when you're going to come. And then Heather walks into it, not really realizing how far along maybe everybody is. It's also kind of funny because if you compare Colton season to Matt season, Heather made it pretty far in Colton season, and they did not have a strong relationship. I mean, they just
didn't.
So I'm wondering if maybe, because in the previews we see that she's very upset. The girls are so mean. Matt's constant like, oh, I love that about you. I love that about you, making them all feel so secure. We have a lot more women this season who truly believe that Matt is going to be their husband. Mm-hmm. So I could understand where Heather would not. Coming from her experience with Colton season, where like two girls cared and everybody else was just chilling and friends.
Right.
Where she would be like, whoa, wait a second, what? Like, you guys all care? Like, why are you being so mean to me? You care this much?
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. Because that had not been her Bachelor experience at all. Like, she doesn't know anything different.
On Colton season, the women were dropping like flies. They were like, please get me out of here.
They were like sending themselves home. They're like, thank you. I don't need you to meet my family. It's fine. Like, Heather sent herself home.
Sydney? Sydney
sent herself home. Yeah, there was a bunch of them. That was really
bad. I did not want to be there. So Heather's probably like, wait, you guys want to be here? Like, you like it here? Like, what?
Yeah, I don't know.
That I just laid out.
No, but everything you're saying makes sense. I also want to note, too, she was really nowhere to be seen in any of the promos for, like, upcoming scenes and dates and stuff. The only thing you see of her in the promo is her wearing the same dress of the night that we are currently watching. But I can't tell if that's maybe just to not give away the spoilers that she's going to stay for a hot second, or if she really is just like a quick little trope. We bring her in, we bring her out. It created drama for an episode or two because we needed to stretch this out.
I think she'll stay maybe this rose ceremony. The girls will be really, really mad about it. And then she'll go home in the next rose ceremony.
Yeah, or I agree.
Yeah. Because it just seems cruel to bring her on and then not give her a rose.
Yeah, but.
I mean, they've done worse, so.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, like at the end of at some point, like, she can come on and, like, if her and Matt vibe, they vibe. If they don't, they don't. And, like, let's not waste anyone's time.
Yeah.
I was surprised, too, that didn't he send Brittany home this?
Yes. And it went
shocked by that because – and no one really brought it up or talked about it. But I really thought he cared a lot for her, especially given everything that was going on.
I was very surprised because she went out quietly. Not a big speech goodbye. Maggie said more on the way out.
Yeah, so true.
Not a lot of sound bites. I feel like there's more to that story.
Yeah, but we'll never find out.
We'll never know. It was so weird. Holly agrees.
Yeah, Holly definitely agrees. Oh, she's so cute.
Hey, Holly.
This is my dog, everybody.
Podcasting dog.
She doesn't have anything to add, though. Even though she was watching the whole episode, she was.
She forgot to take notes. It's okay.
Yeah.
It happens to the best of us.
So what did you think about Katie's date at the end?
Leads into the microphone. Okay. Well, first I felt grateful that Tyler Cameron was
finally on
screen because that happened in this episode. I loved him and Matt James talking, normalized men talking about their feelings, loved that. Mm-hmm. I just, from the get-go, I mean, this was a friendship date. It looked like they had a lot of fun. It was really funny. I was genuinely kind of like laughing out loud at some parts. It was fun to watch, but that's the date that you give the person that's in your friend zone. I feel like that's just where Katie was all season. It doesn't make us like her any less, but I don't think she was really going to end up with Matt. But I also feel
like they had some cute little like, I agree with you that it was very friend zone-y, but they did have some cute chemistry where, like, Matt was very, like, they were also giggly and, like, he was very handsy with her. I was like, oh, this is actually, like, cutie.
I felt like that was what I was going to add. I feel like we got the most personality we've seen out of Matt on that date with Katie. And that could have been because of Katie. It also could have been because of Tyler.
So true. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's the real romance of this season is
absolutely
Matt and Tyler. They're both so cute and I love them so much.
I know. But I feel that, you know, I mean, I'm obsessed with Matt James's charcuterie TikTok. Yes, I really am obsessed with him.
I know.
He's a funny guy. Like, he really, those voiceovers he does, I am cracking up. So this I felt was more of that Matt, which is like a fun Matt. That's the Matt I want to see on my TV. But everything else is almost so, so serious.
Yeah, no, I've been feeling that way as well. And also thinking that that might be why they keep bringing people in and they keep like making unnecessary drama because Matt is kind of coming off on TV right now as kind of boring, quote unquote, but I know deep down that that's like not his real personality because we've seen on social media, on TikTok and stuff, that he is super goofy and super, super funny and fun. And like, it's so unfortunate to me that we have not been able to see that side of Matt very often, so much so that like, where the producers have been so focused on the girls and creating more drama and who can we bring in and who can we pit against each other. There's been so much conflict. We don't even know who Matt really likes and what relationships are growing. And that's unfortunate because he has such a great personality that could carry a season and they're either not letting it happen or maybe I think he was like nervous and really overthinking a lot being that this is the first time he's ever on national television, so he kind of didn't let that side of him show and he clearly was taking this very seriously. I don't know, but it just makes me sad.
I think something key to look for moving forward as we kind of whittle down the girls are there any girls that he does show that side of himself with?
Yeah,
because I think that's why Tayshia and Zach C worked so nicely together because they were weird. Like, that taxi cab thing was weird. So cute and funny, but weird as heck. Like, they're weird. And that, that makes, I think, the best relationships because it means that you're comfortable with each other because every human being is a weirdo. Like, we're all weird. So if you can let your weirdness out with another person, you know that you're with a good person for you. So I think we need to be keeping an eye on who Matt shows his weirdness to. Because I think with some of the girls, he's putting on this front, like, I'm Matt James, I'm The Bachelor, I'm like, I got it all together.
Yeah.
He knows that that's what they want from him.
Well, and even the relationships that I think are the strongest right now, like Serena P, Michelle, I think he's still very strong. Like, I see a Matt J, like, he's very sweet with them. You can tell he's very into them, but there's no, like, fun, goofy side in that relationship. Like, those relationships are incredibly serious, and, like, right, they can be both. They can be serious and, like,
absolutely
fun and flirty, and yeah,
it could also be that that's not what we're seeing. I mean, Serena P was the one in the last scene with the karate thing and the kicking the pillow, and that was kind of goofy and lighthearted. So it's definitely possible that we're just not seeing it, but I feel that keeping an eye out on those things will give us good hints on who he has good chemistry with. Who is he being his real self with?
Yeah. I think he's going to end up with no one, though. And that's my tea. That's my hottest take of the whole season.
Tell me more.
I have nothing else to say about it. I just think he's not ready. He is Matt James, Tyler Cameron's best friend / TikTok sensation. He lives in New York. I don't get the vibe that he is interested in moving out of New York to kind of settle down and, like, really do a family thing. And that's a huge assumption, but it's just not the vibe I'm getting. And so when I look at these more serious relationships, like with someone like Michelle, who I feel gives off vibes that she's incredibly ready to settle down and, like, ready for that next step. And when I see those people being the front runners, I'm like, I just don't see it for real. Like, I don't see Matt giving up his lifestyle just yet. So I could see something, like, weird happening where he doesn't end up with anyone.
What's my prediction? Okay, my prediction is that he ends up with Rachel. They do the whole press tour. They get a lot of flack and bad feedback because people on the internet don't love her. And they last 7 months.
Really? You think he'll pick Rachel after all that? Like,
yeah, because he doesn't know that. In the show, he doesn't know all that stuff. And that could be why her family is fighting so hard to, like, calm it down. Because whoever wins is about to blow up on social media.
Yeah.
And so if you already have people saying problematic things about you, it's just going to get bad.
Of course.
Yeah. So I hope for her sake, honestly, that she doesn't win, because we don't need to, I don't need to keep hearing about that.
No, I know. And that's, it's unfortunate. But I do think he does really like her right now. So, yeah, I don't know. I see Rachel, Michelle, Serena P., Brie, is that the other one that I think has a strong relationship? I think those are my tops right now.
I put Abigail in my top four instead.
Oh, yeah, Brie. Shoot, I forgot about Abigail. Yeah, I agree with you.
But I'm between Abigail and Brie. Because the problem is Brie's date was great, but it was so early on, and we haven't seen much since. I think he's going to smash Piper's heart into tiny, tiny pieces.
I know.
She's about to get heartbroken. Because
it's unfortunate.
He's acting like he likes her so much, but He's not gonna settle down with her.
Yeah. Did Abigail didn't have a one-on-one yet, right?
No, she hasn't. Oh,
see, no, she's in a good position because she's gonna get it right at the cincher of hometowns.
And she'll get one-on-one right before hometowns. Hometown. Mm-hmm. Like, it'll just be every date she'll get time with him.
Yeah, so true.
She's made it this far. He makes a point to pull her first.
Yeah,
I don't think she's going to win, but I think she'll make it far. I think if Matt is smart, if he really wants a wife, he'll choose Michelle. I actually think that
I agree with you. I just think he doesn't actually want a wife.
Yeah, so that's why I'm saying.
That's why he won't pick her.
That's why I don't think he'll pick her. But if he really was in this for a wife, he would pick Michelle. But I think he's going to go with, like, someone like Rachel.
Yeah, the influencer vibe situation. Yeah, that makes sense to me. I think I agree. Maybe I'll pick Kit. LOL. I don't actually think that. But
Kit.
It's just like they would be such a funny, like, influencer-y couple to me.
But that is a great point, because we have so many wild cards where normally by now you and I would have the top four whittled down. We'd feel really confident.
Yeah.
There are some wild cards here. Kit was a surprise. I didn't expect Kit to
surprising. And when I think about how I mean, this is a total assumption. What I feel that Matt James is looking for, someone like Rachel or Kit fits more into that. Like, she already lives in New York. She's on the influencer scene. Like, her mom's kind of famous low key. And she would actually fit in more with his lifestyle than a Michelle, who's, like, a real person who teaches children and, like, has a whole established career. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, this is exactly what I'm saying. Because I think who he decides is really going to show a lot about what his life priorities are.
Yeah, totally.
is he more into wants to be an influencer, wants to grow his brand, whatever, or does he actually want to settle down? And I think he's not ready.
Time will tell.
We'll find out.
Okay, do you have a rose and thorn?
Let's see. Sometimes I have it planned out. This week I do not. Do you have one?
No. Okay, I think my thorn is going to Serena C. I think she just deserves it, and I don't think any more explanation is warranted or necessary. She did not shine this week and was not really doing it for me. And then my rose goes to something that I have not seen in quite a while, but made me excited. They had an advertisement in the middle of the show for the senior bachelor again. And I haven't seen that since COVID. I think they stopped advertising it because, like, obviously getting 65-year-olds all together in this pandemic was, like, not the vibe. But now that we're kind of on the back end of that, it seems like they've started casting for that again. It seems like it's going to be a real show. And I really want my mom to go on it.
I'm so into that show idea. I'm getting very excited about that. Wow. I can't wait to do podcasts about that show.
Yeah. But it seemed, this was the first time that I had seen any sort of talk about it in quite a while. So I think they're finally, the light is on again and it's green. They're moving forward.
Amazing. Wow. Okay. My thorn is going to whatever producer said, hey, let's bring Heather on.
Okay.
Over it. Fair. And I have a rose and an honorable mention. I'll start with my rose.
Okay.
My rose is for Katie. I think she really stood out amongst these girls this season as someone who was willing to just speak up and say, y'all are mean. And I think the girls don't really love that she called them out, but I feel grateful that there was at least one person to speak up, because as much as some of those other girls immediately tried to distance themselves from it, like even Jesenia, who was like throwing MJ's name out there, you were all bystanders. We watched you all sit there and watch them talk that way and say nothing. Katie was the only person who said something. At least that's how it comes across. Yeah. It could also be editing, but it seems like Katie was the only person who said something. So she gets my rose. And my honorable mention rose goes to Christopher B. Harrison's performance in the scene outside the gate.
Oh, yes. Yes. Oscar worthy. Like, where is this Golden Globe, honestly?
Top notch acting. Well done all around. Really great, stellar performance. You memorized your lines well.
Yeah, I support that because I totally agree. It was also very much a staged scene.
Staged.
Yeah, well, amazing. So we made it to the end of the episode. Anything else you'd like to share?
We did it, guys.
Talk about final thoughts.
Final thought? No, I have none. I mean, same time next week, I guess.
Yeah, see you guys here next week. Same time, same place. Follow us on Instagram at Bachelor Blab. I just learned about Canva, so the Instagram is going to really be stepping it up. Woo-hoo. Going forward. So we'll see how that goes. Follow me at JackieMarini_. Follow Erin's reading account at McNotReading. Don't follow her personal. And anything else we need to talk about? No, right?
No, that's all.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening and we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today. Save.